B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Tzadik Beis. We're going to start the Mishnah approximately a third from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi, if somebody takes out, transfers an item from one domain to the other, Bein b'yaminoi, if he does it with his right hand, Bein b'smoiloi, with his left hand, B'toy cheikoi, on his bosom, Oy al kseifov, on his shoulders, Chayev, he is chayev, shekein maso b'nei kohos. These are, the issue here is what's called a normal way of carrying and what's an abnormal way of carrying. A person who does a melacha in an abnormal fashion is not chayev on Shabbos. If it's a normal fashion, he can be chayev. So here the Mishnah says that carrying with one's right hand, left hand, in one's bosom or on one's shoulders is called a normal way of traveling, and the Mishnah brings proof for one of them, it seems, and that's about carrying on the shoulders from the Bnei Kohos, where the Pasuk says, Bekosef Yisou, that some of the Kalim of the Mishkan, they would carry the Orin and the Mizbeach, they would carry that on their shoulders. And since it was an act, an activity that was done in the Mishkan, we learn from there to Hilchas Shabbos, and therefore it's called a regular, normal fashion of doing this melacha and is chayev. Continues the Mishnah, Kl'achar yodoi, if somebody carries with the back of his hand, what we might call in a backhanded fashion, Baragloi, with his foot, Bepeh, in his mouth, Ubemarpeikoi, or in his armpits, Beoznoi, in his ears, Ubesaoroi, in his hair, Ubepundosoi, or in his money belt, Upio lemato, when his money belt has got the opening is towards the bottom, is downwards, and that's not a regular way of carrying in a money pouch. Bein pundosoi lechalukoi, or if somebody carries between his money pouch and his shirt, ubisfas chalukoi, or if he carries in the hems of his cloak, ubemin oloi, or in his shoe, ubesandaloi, in his sandal, in all these cases, potur. His potor sheloi hoitzi kaderech hamitzien. He did not take out from one domain to the other in a fashion that is normal and accepted way to do such an activity. Says the Gemara, Omer Belozo, hamoitzi masui lemailo me'asara tvachim. If somebody transfers a load above 10 tvachim, he lifts his hand above his head, which is 10 tvachim above the ground, chayev, he's nonetheless going to be chayev, shekein maso b'nei kahos. That is how the b'nei kahos, when they were in the Midbar, in the wilderness, that's how they would carry the kalim, and we'll soon see exactly how we know this, but when they would carry the kalim above 10 tfachim, and even though we know that normally 10 tfachim above the ground is no longer considered a rishus harabim, but that is only when you throw something in Roshus HaRabim and it lands on a wall above 10 tfachim, that it's not considered landing in Roshus HaRabim. But if you're carrying into Roshus HaRabim by lifting it up with your hands, even above 10 tfachim, it is called Hoitzah and is Chayev. Asks the Gemara, Maso b'nei Kohos minolon. How do we know that when the people of Kohos would carry it was above 10 tfachim off the ground? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, and this is regarding the curtains that surrounded the Mishkan. It says, V'kal e hachotzer, the curtains of the yard, V'es mosach pesach hachotzer, ashe al ha-mishkan v'al ha-mizbeach sovi, v'es meisorov l'chol avadosi. So he's talking there about the curtains, they were al ha-mishkan v'al ha-mizbeach. That means they were higher than the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. Soviv. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, Makish Mizbeach leMishkan. We compare the Mizbeach. The Pasuk compares the Mizbeach to the Mishkan. Ma Mishkan Asora Amos. We know that the Mishkan was 10 Amos high. The walls surrounding the Mishkan were 10 Amos high. We'll soon see how we know that. Af Mizbeach Asora Amos. So too, the Mizbeach was 10 Amos high. Umishkan Gufe Minolon. How do we know the Mishkan was 10 Amos high? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Eser Amos Oirech HaKeresh, the planks that surrounded the Mishkan, it says explicitly in the Pasuk that they were 10 Amos high. Uchsivin, it says in the Pasuk, Vayifrois Es HaOihel Al HaMishkan, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he spread the Oihel, which may be translated a tent, it was a covering over the Mishkan, Al HaMishkan, on top of the Mishkan. Va'omar Rav, Rav said, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirusoi, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that spread out this Oihel on top of the Mishkan. Mikana talomid, if Moshe Rabbeinu managed to spread out a covering on top of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan itself was 10 amas high, you can deduce from there, goivon shel Leviim, and at this point in the Gemara, we assume that it was not just Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the whole tribe of Levi, that they were all very tall, they were esse amos, they must have been at least 10 amas tall. Ugmiri, now that we know that the Leviim were 10 amas tall, and Gemiri, we have a tradition, we know the chol tuna, the midli, any load that is carried b'moitois on poles, tilsa mile'il, utre tilsa mile'tachas. A third of the weight is above one's shoulders, is above the poles, and two-thirds are below the poles. Ishtakach, so therefore, hence it would work out, to have a midli tuva, because what were they carrying? They were carrying the mizbeach. And the Mizbeach was 10 amas, as we saw before. If the Mizbeach was 10 amas high, and a third of the Mizbeach was on top of their shoulders, and two-thirds was underneath, and the Leviim were 10 amas high, so if we start measuring from the top of the Leviim, approximately 10 amas off the ground, and only two-thirds of the 10 amas of the Mizbeach were under their shoulders, that's 6.6 amas, so you've still got space between the bottom of the Mizbeach and the ground, you still have 3.3 amos, which is way more than 10 tvachim. So you see from here that in the Mishkan they would carry even above 10 tvachim from the ground. V'ibois ema, another proof, me'orin, from those that carried the orin. And then we can say, even if they are normal height, an average person is up until his shoulders is 3 amos high, and they would carry the orin. The Omar Mar, Oroin Tisha, the Oroin itself was 9 tefachim tall. The Kapoires and the Kavah Tefach was 1 tefach. Harei Kana Soros, so we have 10 tefachim was the height of the Oroin. Ugumiri, and we have the tradition we mentioned before, the Choltuno de Midli Bemoitois, any load that's carried on poles, Tilsa Mile'el, a third is on top of the pole, with 3 Tilsa Mile'ra, and 2/3 is underneath the pole. So how a third of 10 tefachim was above, two-thirds of 10 tefachim was underneath. Two-thirds of 10 tefachim is 6.4 tefachim. And the typical levi would be 3 amos, which is 18 tefachim. That leaves ample space underneath the orin and before hitting 10 tefachim off the ground. Yishtakach de lemaylo me'asara havakoi. So you see that they would carry the orin more than 10 tefachim above the ground. Ask the Gemara, V'ligma Moshe, why can't you learn out from the first proof of Moshe and the Leviim that carried the Mizbeach? Why do we have to resort to the second proof of the Orin? Says the Gemara, Dilma Moshe Shani, it could be that Moshe was the only one that was that tall, that was 10 amas. It could be all the other Leviim were not 10 amas tall, they were much shorter than that. In which case, you would not have proof from the Mizbeach that was 10 amas high, that it was actually above the ground 10 tefachim. However, regarding the Orin, that's a proof either way, because the Orin was much smaller, it was only 10 tefachim high. The Shekhinah only resides, and we know that the Shekhinah resided the whole time on Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Shekhinah only resides on somebody who's very big chochem, he's strong, and he's rich, and he's tall. So the only one that needed this condition was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shekhinah spoke to him. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Koima, was very tall. All the other Leviim, not necessarily. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Mishum Rabchia. Hamoitzi Masi B'Shabbos Al Roshay. If somebody balances a load on top of his head, is that a normal way of carrying and would be Chayev? Or is it not a normal way of carrying and then he'll be Potter? So it says the Gemara, Rav said in the name of Rav Chia, Chayev Chatos, he will be Chayev, Shekein Anche Hutzal Oisim Kein. The people in Hutzal, that's how they used to carry, they used to balance these baskets on top of their heads, they wouldn't even need their hands to help them balance it, and since it was normal there, therefore it's considered a normal way of carrying. Asks the Gemara of Anche Hutzal Ruba de Alma, the people of Hutzal are most of the world that we can assume that if they do it, it's normal for everybody else. Says the Gemara, Eloi itmar hochi itmar. Say it a bit differently. As follows, Omar Rav Mishum Rabchia, Echod mi bnei Hutzal. Shahoitzi mase al roshe. If somebody from the place of Hutzal goes out with a load on his head, b'Shabbos on Shabbos chayev, he's going to be chayev. Shekein bnei iroi oisen kein. Since it's normal in his place in Hutzal, it's going to be considered normal for him. Somebody outside of Hutzal who carries that way, it's not a normal way of carrying, and he will be potter. Asks the Gemara, v'tibotil daiti itzel kolodom. Why don't we just negate his view relative to the rest of the world? If all people in the world think it's not a normal way of doing it, just because people in Hutzal do it, then we don't really have to take that into account. Why don't we negate their view altogether? Even for the people in Hutzal. Elo I itmar hochi itmar, the Gemara says, say it again a little bit differently. Hamoitzi masi al roshe, somebody who carries a load on his head, potur, he is potur. V'imtim tzuleiman, are you going to suggest that anche hutzal oisin kein, that the people of Hutzal do it, and therefore it should be considered a normal way of carrying? Says the Gemara, no, botla daiton itzel kol odom, we just negate that opinion, that view altogether, it's not a normal way of carrying, and therefore anyone who does it is potur. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamiskavin lhoitzi lefonov. If somebody intended to take out an object from one domain to another, he intended to take it out in carrying it in front of him. If it was over his shoulders, if it was wrapped onto his cloak, whatever it might have been, it was supposed to, he intended to take it out in front of him. Uboloi lachirov, and it slipped to behind him, which means that he did not really carry it in the way he intended to carry it. Potter, he's potter. Lachirov, uboloi lefonov, if somebody intended to carry a load behind his back, and then it slipped to the front of him, and then he carried it that way. Chayev, he's going to be chayev, and we'll see in the Gemara why there should be a difference. Continues the Mishnah, Be'emes Omru, in truth it was said, Ho'isha hachigeres besino, a woman that girded herself with a short underskirt, Bein milefonel, bein mileachorel, if she attached to this underskirt, she attached some load, and then it doesn't matter whether she attached it in order to carry it in front of her or behind her, then either way, chayeves, she's going to be chayev, even if it slips, if she put it at the front and it slipped to the back, she put it at the back, it slipped to the front, she'll be chayev shekein roi liyeis chayzer, since it's normal for such a skirt to move round, therefore it was something she took into account from the start of her journey, from the start of her moving, her carrying, she knew that this load may well move from the front to the back or vice versa. She took that into account, and then it's not called that she did the malocha against what she intended. Rabbi Huda Omer, af mekablei piskin. The letter carriers, the people that would carry the letters for the royalty, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly who they are, it was common that they would carry it either at the front or at the back, and either way, they are chayev. The way that those mekablei piskin, these letter carriers, used to carry the letters, it was held in a fashion that the way they were carrying it, it would sometimes slip to the front, slip to the back, and therefore it was all included in their original intention. Says the Gemara, Mayishna lefonov uboloi la'acharov de potur. Why do we say that if he intended to carry it in front of him and it slipped to the back, he's potur? Deloy is avid machshavtoi, since his original intention did not get fulfilled. And since his intention wasn't fulfilled, he will not be chayev. If so, says the Gemara, la'acharov uboloi lefonov nami. Even if he intended to carry it at the back of him and it slipped to the front, also haloyis avid machshavtoi, his intention wasn't fulfilled. Why over there do we say he's chayev? Omer Rebelozo says, Tavra, indeed it's a contradiction. And mishe shonozu, loy shonozu. We can take it for granted that the Tanna that held that Hamiskavid lohitzi lefonov uboloi lachoyrov is potur would also say potur the other way round, lachoyrov uboloi lefonov. And the one that says, the Tanna that says, lachoyrov uboloi lefonov will be chayev, we assume he would say the same, even if it was miskavid lohitzi lefonov uboloi lachoyrov, because there's no reason to differentiate between the two. Omar Rava, Well, my kasha, Rava doesn't understand what was bothering Rebbe Lozo. What's the contradiction? Dilma may be lefonov uboloi la'achir of haynu tamu de potter. The reason he's potter is if it slipped from the front to the back. Deniskavin ishmira mu'ula. He intended to carry it with guarding whatever he was his load, guarding it very well. Va'olso biyodi shmira p'chusa. And it turned out it slipped to the back, and then he ended up guarding that load in a poor fashion, in a less good fashion than if it's at the front, and therefore we say that his intention was not fulfilled, and he's potter. L'chayra v'boli l'fonov, haynu tama. If it was at the back, and it slipped to the front, do you know why it's chayiv? Haynu tama d'chayiv. D'niskavin nishmir p'chuso. He was going to settle for a poor protection of this load. V'olso b'yodei shmira mu'ula. It slipped to the front, and he ended up protecting it very well. There's no reason he shouldn't be chayiv. His intention was not only fulfilled, it was done even better than he intended, and therefore he's chayiv. Elomai kushya. Rava says, if there is a question, I'll tell you there's a different question here. Diyuka de masnisin kashya. From the diyukim, from what we can discern from within the Mishnah, there's another question. It says in the Mishnah, Hamiskavin lahoitzi lefonov uboloi la'achir of potum. If he intended carrying it in front of him and it slipped to the back, he's potur. What can we determine from that statement? If he intended initially to carry it behind him, and it didn't slip, it just stayed there. It stayed behind him, then we'll say it's chayev. It's only if he intended to carry it at the front, it slipped to the back, then his intention was not fulfilled, he's potter. But if his intention was it should be behind him, then he'll be chayev. Eima Sefer, how does that work with what it says the next line? La'achrov uboloi lefonov, hu dechayev. If he intended to carry it behind him and it slipped in front of him, he's chayev. We can deduce from there, he's only chayev because it slipped in front of him. Had it stayed behind him, we would say that that's a very poor way of guarding this load, and therefore, even if he intended that it should be at the back, it's not a normal way of carrying, and he's going to be potur. So we have a contradiction between the Reisha and the Sefer as to whether if he initially intended the load to be at the back and it stayed in the back, whether he's chayev. How do we deal with this contradiction? Omer Rebbe Lozo. So Rebbe Lozo responded, Tavra, indeed it's a contradiction. Misha shonozu, loy shonozu. It must be two different tanoim. One tana who holds that if he initially wanted it at the back and it stayed at the back, he'll be chayev. The other one, it'll be potter. It cannot be the same opinion. Omer Rav Ashi. Now it's Rav Ashi's turn to respond. He says, my kasha, I don't understand the contradiction. Dilma loymi boya k'oma. Maybe we have to read the Mishnah as follows. Loymi boya. It goes without saying that la'achar of uboloi la'achar of dechayev. If he originally intended for it to be at the back, and it stayed at the back, and his intention was fulfilled, of course he's going to be chayev. Dis avida machshavtoi. His intention was fulfilled. Elo afilu la'achar of uboloi lefonov. Even his intention was not fulfilled, and he wanted at the back, and it came to the front. Nonetheless, he's going to be chayev. It's trichalei, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Sol kodai techamina, I may have thought, hoil v'lo yisvad is avid machshavtoi. Lo ili chayev, since his intention was not fulfilled in the way he intended, that he's going to be potur, kumash melon, the Mishnah's coming to teach us, deniskavin ishmira p'chusa v'olso b'yode ishmira mu'ula, dechayev, that it's true that what he originally intended was not fulfilled, but it was fulfilled in an even better way. As we said before, he was intending to guard it in a very poor way, and he ended up guarding it very well. That's clearly not a reason that he should be potter. Even more so, he's going to be chayev. Continues the Gemara. We just discussed in the Gemara what happens if a person intends to carry a load behind him, and that's indeed what he did. Says the Gemara, ul'achayrov uboloi la'achayrov. Tanoi hi. It seems to be a machloikas tanoim. What's the halacha in such a case? Titania, we learned in a braisa. Hamoitzi mo'is bepundosi. If somebody carries out coins in a money belt, upio lemalo, when the mouth of the money belt is facing upwards, chayev, that's a normal way of carrying, is going to be chayev. Piho lemata. If the mouth of this belt is facing down, now obviously it's tied closed, otherwise the coins would fall out before we start. But since, even though it's closed, it could open up, the coins could fall out, it's not a normal way of carrying. So it's a machleikas. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda says, he's chayev. It's normal enough way to carry. The Chachomim say it's an insecure way of carrying coins, and therefore he's potter. Continues the Braisa, Omer len Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachomim, I atem moidim, do you Chachomim not agree with me that b'la'achirov u'boloi la'achirov shehu chayev, that somebody who intended carrying a load behind him, and he does carry it behind him, that he's chayev, there it's also an insecure way of carrying, and there you Chachomim, do you not agree with me that he would be chayev? And we're all taking it for granted that a money pouch facing down and a load on his behind him is in the same category. And if you agree that carrying me'achirov is chayev, so you should also agree with me that a money pouch facing downwards should be chayev. And they did not answer. And it doesn't say that they didn't agree to his comparison, but nonetheless, they did not see that Rabbi Yehuda's question was proof enough that they should change. And we'll soon see in the Gemara that from the fact that they didn't answer, it would seem that they agree that the halacha of the achirov is the same as the piv lemato. And if the Tanakama say that piv lemato is potur, so too the carrying something behind one's back is also potur. Contrary to Rabbi Yehuda, who assumes that it's chayev, and that's the machlekes tanoim that the Gemara is referring to, that lachayrov, ubali lachayrov, is a machlekes tanoim. Let's see this inside. V'omru loy, instead of the Chachomim responding to Rabbi Yehuda's claim that carrying with the pouch's mouth downwards, Rabbi Yehuda claimed it should be chayev, similar to carrying a load behind them, they responded by saying, V'omru loy, v'i atomoide kelachar yodoi v'ragloi shu potur, you Rabbi Yehuda, do you not agree, and we saw in the Mishnah, that carrying in a backhanded way, in an unusual, not normal way, do you not agree that it's potur? And carrying with a money pouch, with a mouth facing down, is as unusual as kelachar yad. And you, Rav Yehuda, agree with me that the mouth, that the doing it kelachayad is potur, so can we not assume that you would agree that piv lemato is going to be potur? Why do you say chayiv? Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda responded, Ani omarti dovar echod. I compared the pouch with the mouth down to carrying the load behind. V'hein omru dovar echod. And they compared it to carrying kelachayad. I did not have any reason to differentiate and to answer their question. And they couldn't find any way of answering my question. So, bottom line, the way it seems here, and that's how the Rashba seems to explain it, that everybody agrees that a money pouch facing down and carrying a load behind one's back and carrying kelach ariyad are all in the same bracket. And the Tanakamu say potur, they say potur in all three instances. Rabbi Yehuda says chayev in all three instances. So, says the Gemara, mida ka'omar luhu, iatem moidim, since the Gemara says, do you not agree to me? And then the Chachomim did not answer back to Rabbi Yehuda to say some differentiation between piv lemato and carrying me'achayrov. So it seems, lav michlal de potter rabbonon. We can deduce from there that in the same way as the Chachomim say that if the money pouch, the mouth is facing down, is potter, so too they'll say is potter if he's carrying on the load behind his back. And this is contrary to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see clearly that lachayrov, u'boloi lachayrov, tanoi is a machlekes tanoim. Says the Gemara, Ulatameich, according to what you've just explained here, that indeed we have a machlekes tanoim, that Tanakama say that all three cases are potur, piv lemato, carrying me'achayrov and kelachariad, and Rabbi Yehuda says all three are chayev, Ulatameich, to ka'omar lei. When the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Iata moida mechlal de mechayev Rabbi Yehuda," when the Chachomim asked Rabbi Yehuda, "How is he understanding kelach hayad?" and Rabbi Yehuda didn't have an answer, he didn't say why it's different, so we assume that Rabbi Yehuda holds that kelach hayad is also the same as the other two and will be chayev according to our understanding now, says the Gemara of Vatanya. And there's a problem with the word Vatanya; it's a Mishnah, and then the Diktukei Seifrim changes some words here, but the content is the same. That it's explicit that la'achar yodei v'raglo divrei hakel potur. Rabbi Yehuda can't argue with that. So according to our understanding, that everybody agrees that all three halachas are the same, something is not going to work here, because it cannot be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he holds that La'achayrov is chayev, and he holds that Piv Lemato is chayev, he cannot hold that Kelach Aryad is chayev. And then why did he not answer back to the Tanakama? There must be some difference. Elo says the Gemara, we have to understand this whole braisa differently. La'achayrov u'boloi la'achayrov divrehakil chayev. There's no machleikus, everybody agrees, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda agree that carrying a load behind is chayev. It's not a machleikus tanoim. Everyone says he's chayev. La'achar yodei v'raglo, if you carry in a backhanded way or with a foot, divrei hakil potur. Everybody says it's an unusual way of carrying, and he's potur. Ki pligi, the only place it's a machleikus, bepundosei upio lemato. If he's carrying in this money belt with the mouth facing down, that's the only place that they're arguing. Mar medami le la'achirav u'boloi la'achirav. Rabbi Yehuda compares the money pouch facing down to the case of carrying a load me'achirav, and says it's more similar to that than to kelach ha'yad. It's more normal than kelach ha'yad and ischayev. Umar medami le tanakama, they compare it to la'achar yod v'ragloi. They say it's totally unusual, like carrying with the back of one's hand or with one's foot, and therefore the money pouch facing down is totally abnormal, and therefore he will be potter. Continues the Gemara. Be'emes Omru ha'isha v'chulu, we saw in the Mishnah that Be'emes Omru, the truth was told, that a woman who girds herself with an underskirt, etc. Tana says the Gemara, kol Be'emes halochahi. Every time the Mishnah says Be'emes Omru, in truth it was said, that tells us that the halocha is like, that is the halocha. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af mekablei pitkin. Rabbi Yehuda says that also those, the letter carriers, they would carry it at the front, they would carry it at the back. It was used to switching and slipping from the front to the back, and therefore, irrespective of what the intention was, it's a normal way of carrying, and he'll be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tana shekein lavlerei malchus, the royal scribes, oisim kein, they carry the scrolls, the letters in that way, that they carry it in a way that it can slip sometimes to the front, sometimes to the back, and therefore, either way, all scenarios are taken into account. It's called that his intention was fulfilled, and he will be chayev however he carries. In the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to carry on this Mishnah, the next Mishnah.